Hello everyone, I want to welcome my guest for today, Ms. Joanne Deal, who is a marketing manager with Better Business Bureau. And she's going to talk to us about how elderly individuals are scammed through different schemes and what to look out for, what to watch out for. Joanne, I'm so glad to have you here.
It's always a pleasure to talk about how we can help our seniors.
Great. So why is it that elderly individuals become a target of scams and fraudulent schemes?
The main reason is because they're home most of the day and they get mail and they respond to things because they tend to be responsible people. Back in the day when our phones rang and friends were calling us, we always wanted to talk to them. So seniors tend to want to talk to people on the phone and they want to respond to things they get in the mail. This makes them targets.
Could it also be that the way we have set up our society, very often elderly individuals feel lonely and they like to reach out to people, and that is why a lot of schemsters and fraudulent people are able to scam them?
This is absolutely true. In addition to the fact that scientists have determined that in a certain significant portion of our population, as our brains age, that portion of our brain which allows us to be more discriminatory and to trust less becomes inactive. So generally speaking, older populations tend to trust people more and look for the good in people. But I will have to tell you that Better Business Bureau statistics are showing that other age groups have started becoming more victimized than our seniors. We're very proud of an initiative that Better Business Bureaus around the country and internationally have started called Savvy Seniors. We have educational programs in senior citizen homes, as well as in councils on aging, where we regularly talk about scams that affect seniors.
So what kind of scams are we talking about?
Generally, those that are involved with aging, such as medical alerts, driving vehicle protections, such as vehicle warranties, home security systems, prescription drugs, diabetic equipment and tools, insurance for seniors, Medicare scams, issues that involved Medicare cards and Social Security numbers and Social Security benefits, and of course their bank accounts.
So how exactly do the elderly individuals get trapped into these fraudulent schemes?
Basically, the most important problem is answering questions that you should not answer.
Like what?
The most important thing that we encourage seniors not to do is to give out any information over the phone regarding their Social Security numbers, date of birth, bank account numbers, and credit card numbers. They know not to do that, and most of them are very good about just hanging up the phone.
But very often people get scammed by the ones they already know. You know, they have an acquaintance, someone who has worked for them, and very often they trick them.
This has been a trend, and our local law enforcement agencies are very much aware of that. The Better Business Bureau has what's called the Financial Crimes Task Force, and we alert each other from month to month as to individuals who may be working in homes or in nursing homes or in care settings where we know that they have stolen from seniors in the past. So, yes, this has been a problem. Most seniors do know now to lock up their Social Security cards to keep their bank accounts secured, but we do know that with dementia and aging and needing help in your home, you are definitely more prone to have this happen. So we have encouraged family members, when an individual will call the Better Business Bureau, if there's a pattern evolving and we are talking to family members, we try to alert them as to the questions that their family member has called us about. We know that romance scams and sweepstakes scams tend to affect those whose minds have become a little unstable.
Yes, I have heard of those horror stories where people were ripped off thousands and thousands of dollars because they trusted the person they were talking to.
This is true. We have a local police officer who works at the Monroe Regional Airport who shared a story where a 70-year-old woman had sent a lot of money overseas, and she spent an entire day waiting on every flight to come in from 7 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock at night. And finally, the policeman escorted her home. She, in much disbelief, found that her perfect romance was not going to get off that airplane.
Oh, that is so sad.
And they're true. And we also have a retired professor who sent thousands and thousands of dollars to Jamaica. She was waiting on her Mercedes. We contacted the family, and of course they have attempted to put a restraint on her, even though she still thinks she's going to win the sweepstakes.
Oh, so they put a restraint on her. Did she have any kind of cognitive disorder?
It was not determined.
Okay.
There comes a point at which we can recognize that some protective services would be appropriate, but everyone does have to follow the legal ramifications for that. So sometimes we're unable to help our seniors. So family members should really pay attention to changes in decision making and inappropriate behavior with financial records.
Briefly, can you touch on the kind of schemes that happen around the festive season? And that's when the schemesters come out.
Quite often, the grandparent scam is part of the holidays. People need to be very cognizant of what's on Facebook. We find that when the colleges dismiss for Christmas and the college students tend to put information and pictures in social media. If an elderly person is mentioned, specifically by pet name, then there tends to be a grandparent scam in which the college student needs their assistance because they have a broken car has broken down on the way home, or they've had a wreck on a holiday trip, or they've had some other emergency. And in Monroe, a 90-year-old who cannot walk and cannot drive was called to send iTunes cards to her grandson, and he specifically said, do not tell anybody. So in these cases, we do want people to understand that if you get one of these phone calls, this 90-year-old did call the Better Business Bureau and did have another grandchild contact the grandson. So she was saved that expense. But everyone needs to help seniors.
So it would be a good idea when we encounter something like this, we call BBB or get in touch with law enforcement immediately.
Correct. The Better Business Bureau is a nonprofit organization for consumer affairs, but we do give advice to consumers and we do provide educational seminars, but we do not have any law enforcement capabilities. So yes, law enforcement and legal action are the appropriate next steps.
Thank you so much for being here, Joanne. Really appreciate it. That was a lot of good information that you gave out today. Thanks.
Thank you. The Better Business Bureau has been giving out information on businesses, charities, and groups you can trust for over 100 years. Call us at 387-4600.
Joanne Deal is the Sales and Marketing Manager at Better Business Bureau.